Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Left track. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D adplaybook.com.
So how do you scale to eight figures as a coach, right? That's what I'm talking about briefly, right? So a lot of people, I see a lot of people online saying things like, well, I'm gonna show you how to scale your coaching business to six figures. Let me be honest with you. Let me be straight up with you. You don't gotta scale to six figures. You can get to six figures by yourself with no team. Because think about it. If you're charging 10,000, one client a month, you're at $120,000 a year. You don't require scale for that. You may have a VA. You know, that doesn't require scale. All right. You want to make $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 a month, $1 million a month. That's going to require some scale. Right. But getting to six figures doesn't require scale. Now, going from six to seven is going to require a little more scale because now you're going to shift from a mentality standpoint. Right. And then from going from seven to eight figures is going to require another level of scale. So let me explain, especially from a coaching standpoint. Now, first and foremost, as a coach, you got to have a shift in your mentality and go from you're not a coach, you're a coaching business, right? Most people think that I'm just a coach and they tie their entire identity into it and they can't grow, right? So let me give you an example. Now you are a coach, but that, so I'm going to give you, let me say it this way. Jay-Z said that I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, right? So I want you to look at that from a coaching standpoint. Yes, you're a coach, right? But you're a coaching business, man, right? So what do I mean? So a lot of times people, I always give the analogy of like, are you a speaker that coaches or are you a coach that speaks, right? So I know for me, or are you an author that coaches? Or are you a coach that writes books, right? So let me give you an example. And I always use this example of like, a lot of times people are trying to create these multiple streams of income. However, if you build this big body of water, all small bodies of water are created by big bodies of water, right? So a big ocean. So a big ocean may be your coaching and it breaks off to other streams, maybe a book, maybe speaking gigs, maybe podcast, whatever the case may be, right? It breaks all off of that, right? So from a coaching standpoint, so like I use me for example, I don't really market myself as a coach, I mean a speaker like that. I mean, you see videos and stuff of me speaking, so some people say that would be marketing me as a speaker, but it's not like, hey, go over here and book Marquel as a speaker. I'm not saying there's wrong with that. It just kind of, I'm a coach that actually speaks, so people, I'm a consultant that actually speaks, so people actually invite me out to speak on their platforms because of what they see me doing and then so forth and so on, right? So now let's get back to like scaling this thing. So it's three phases. I call this the three S's, right? The first S on the path to eight figures as a coach, right, is going to be specialization. Specialization, right? Specialization. Figuring out what is it that I sell and who do I sell it to? And getting crystal clear on who that is. A lot of times in this phase, people struggle to get to the six figures, or they get to the six figures exhaustedly because they're trying to serve everybody in every way possible. So they're like, I help entrepreneurs do XYZ. Well, what type of entrepreneurs? Well, small business owners. Well, small business owners, anybody that makes $500 million or less. right? Or I think it's 500 million or 50 million or something like that. And that's almost everybody. Some people say, well, I help people do XYZ. Well, who is people, right? Or I help women. Okay, cool. That's a great start. But what if you niche down even more? What if it was I help black women, or I help black women who own salons, or I help black moms, right? So that's niching it down even more, right? So I help them lose weight. Okay, cool. Can you go more specific? On average, how many people do you help? On average, how much weight do you help people lose in what specific time? Like, how can we niche that down even more? So the first thing is going to be specialization. Figuring out what do you specialize in. That's going to get you to that six-figure mark, okay? That can get you to that six-figure mark. I don't want to make any claims. That can get you to that six-figure mark, all right? Then going from six to seven. Going from six to seven is going to be systemization, right? Going from six to seven is going to be systemization. So everything that you do to get to that six figure, you want to have all this systemized to get to the seven, because getting from six to seven, it's going to be more team, operation systems, things of that nature. It's going to require you to step up more as a leader and do less doing, right? And more decide. You want to shift from like doing and deciding to delegating and designing, right? So you want to go from doing and deciding, doing everything, making decisions, to actual delegating and designing, high-level strategy. The high-level strategy thinking stuff is going to be the highest level work. So you want to have that shift. So you want to be systemizing everything. So your coaching process, is that systemized, right? When you do enrollment calls, is that systemizing? Do you have SOPs and videos and documents done? When you launch ads, do you got it documented so somebody else can take it and then take it and run with it? So I just actually thought about this while I'm thinking about it. I wasn't even thinking about it. This actually just made a connection. So it's like, so it's this scripture, and I may butcher it, but I think it's Habakkuk 2:22, I think, right? Or 22:22. It might be 2:22. I ain't a Bible scholar, but I think it's something along those. But basically it says, write the vision and make it plain so that other people can actually take it and run with it. So I think, now this is just me. This ain't Bible scholar, right? This is just me. I think that scripture talks about delegation, because it basically says, so that other people can take it and run with it. So if you want to systemize what you do, you got to put it down. You got to document it. The Bible said put it on tablets, but of course we got tablets, but that ain't the type of tablet they was talking about. But you want to put it in Google Docs, right? Or Loom videos, so that other people can actually take it and run with it, right? So like, and it's typically going to take 4 to 5 people to replace you in every role. So as a marketing person, let's say right now as a coach and you do your marketing, let's say you build your own funnels. Let's say you write your own copy. Let's say you run your own ads. Let's say you create your own graphics. Let's say you write your own emails and send your own emails. That's going to be 5 people that's going to replace you just in the marketing role, right? So you want to be thinking about systemization, systemization. The word for the day is systemization in this particular phase. And then from 7 to 8, you're going to be thinking about succession. From 7 to 8, 8 to 9, and so you're going to be thinking about succession. Like, who is next up? So if you're the CEO, are you thinking about who am I going to hire as a CMO, right? Let's say you're running the marketing department, right? So as a CMO. So right now you operate as CEO and CMO. You may have somebody running your operations, something like that. So you may be thinking, okay, who am I going to bring in as a successor as a CMO? So you're going to be thinking about that, right? If you're the CEO, let's say, for example, you don't love being a CEO. So right now, I know for me personally, I love the CEO role. I'm not thinking about, I have no desire to actually sell Client Attraction University, right? Because that's a part of our just whole, it's basically our golden goose, right? And we, it's just part of a bigger plan, which I'll probably talk about in another video sometime. However, I love being an operator. I love doing the things that we do in my role. So I'm not looking to hire a CEO at this particular point, right? Of course, we do equity deals with other companies, and I'm not looking to be CEO. I'm looking to work with those operators from an advisory standpoint, and then we do equity in those companies and things of that nature, right? But I'm not looking at who am I going to bring as CEO. Maybe you're looking at who do I bring in as a CEO. I'm not sure, but you want to be looking at succession. Now, if you get to a point where you want to pull away from the business, who is the successor in that particular, in those particular realms or wherever it is in the business? So you want to be thinking about succession. So the path to 8 figures as a coach, right? And when I'm saying 8 figures, I'm talking about $10 million a year or more, right? That's, you're going to go from specialization, systemization, in succession. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.